Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hello, welcome to Brooke's Babbles, the podcast where storytelling meets soul. I'm Brooke, the babbling one to be exact, a marketing consultant and mom running a business while trying to make the most of life's moments. I believe in spreading light, love, and laughter while providing an outlet for storytelling for myself and others. Welcome everyone, and thank you so much for joining us today on Brooke's Babbles. Today I have Katie Zaromski, the founder of West Peak Collective and the business development executive at Tavola.
Hi, thank you so much for having me today.
Thank you for coming on. And can you start by giving us a little bit more information about your background, especially about your story?
Of course, of course. So my business background, I've been in marketing for almost a full decade now, and I started West Peak Collective back in 2017 under another name, just me at my kitchen table. And I grew it to a full-blown national agency with a team of wonderful graphic designers and website developers and client strategists. And yeah, we work with people all over the country. We just got acquired and I am so excited for it to be working with Tavola Group now. And I am really, really proud of that because now we get to offer more services to our clients.
That's wonderful. Wonderful. And how did you originally get into marketing and entrepreneurship? I also love the kitchen story note as well. Those are my favorite kinds of businesses. One woman at her kitchen table.
Yes. Actually, one of my very favorite pictures I have is when I first started my business. I'm at my kitchen table. I have my not even 1 year old yet sitting in my lap, and then my barely not even yet 2 year old in the high chair next to me, and my laptop in front of us, and the three of us are all cheesing. So it's super, super fun. But I started that back just before I started having kids. When I took that picture, we were a few clients deep. So what really kicked it off was I was actually helping a real estate agent at a brokerage. I had just gotten my license. He wasn't too sure about the quote unquote new thing, Facebook, and he really wanted my help. And I'd always done some sort of marketing or creative design work and other jobs that I kind of had when I was younger. I always found it really fascinating. So I was like, yeah, let me dive in. Let me see what I can figure out about this Facebook thing for you. And I helped him kind of start getting pages set up, and then that turned into posts being set up. I started doing some classes and getting some more involved with like graphic design work and learning where I could go conference-wise or any type of seminars to get more background on social media. He started seeing some traction. He started telling people, and then it honestly just snowballed from there.
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah, it's so funny to hear about how digital marketing has changed so fast in the past decade, yeah. Two decades. You're, I think, the second marketing agency owner that I've come across through Firestorm who started with Facebook. And so I really value your experience with that and seeing how it's evolved. Do you have any, what's been your favorite part, I guess, about watching digital marketing evolve? If you have any tips or insights that you'd like to share, I'd love to talk marketing a little bit.
Yes, of course. Oh my goodness. There's so many things that I love about marketing and digital marketing specific. So when I first started, like I said, yes, definitely was Facebook and Instagram heavy. And now we're into doing like Meta ads and Google ads and websites and blogs and pretty much anything you can think of in the digital space. And I think it's been really fun for me to nerd out, let's say, on what it's like to see AI kind of come into the picture. Because when we first started doing all this, that like wasn't even a thing. I think like, and I know pokes just came back on Facebook, but pokes was like the biggest AI thing. You could poke like another person. Like that right. was the fun of Facebook in the beginning. And now really seeing the launch of AI being integrated in Meta, especially like really using different AI technologies to sort and do things, but also on a graphic design side and a content creation side, it's been really fun. I think the other thing that I love is video. And I know on all the platforms right now, like everybody loves video. But I think seeing video really become this force to be reckoned with has been really cool. Not only a challenge because helping people kind of navigate that and getting people in front of the camera, because I know not everybody's comfortable with that, but also just really seeing the information that's coming out there via video versus like static posts and that sort of thing.
So true. Yeah. And especially with ChatGPT and other AI technologies too, and how that has been starting to integrate with SEO and Google. And I'm sure that eventually Facebook posts and all of that stuff will start to get tied in more as well. So it really is amazing to see how it all works together and how it's evolved.
Oh my gosh, yes, so much.
Well, back to your daughters. I love to also talk about entrepreneurship and how that entrepreneurship has allowed you, how you balance it with motherhood.
Oh, thank you. Was not always the best at balancing it. I am super honest about that because it's hard. Motherhood's hard. Entrepreneurship, having a career is hard. So I'm always super transparent that it was not always easy for me, but I always knew that I wanted to do something where I could be with my kids as much as I possibly could. I really started running with this and, you know, focusing on working for myself because I knew that that would give me the flexibility that I wanted to be a mom and my two daughters. So if you haven't caught on, very close together in age. they are 6 and 7 right now. So they're in full-blown little lady mode. But in the beginning, it was definitely a juggling act of getting the business started and then being the type of mom that I wanted to be. And it really just came down to having a super supportive husband. My husband, BJ, he has been my ride or die from day one. And he's always believed in me when I didn't believe in myself. And he has been such a big asset in helping me learn that balance, but also create that balance. And I think one of the biggest things, which is hard to do even now, is just really setting the time aside and just making sure like work is work and it needs to stay there during certain hours. And then mom mode never really gets shut off. Like, I don't know a single mom that's like, well, I'm a mom from 4 to 5. And then, you know, I think it's just mom mode all the time. But just knowing when to designate that like working hours have ended was like the biggest learning curve for me, because especially when it was just me, and if my team's listening to any of this, I'm sure some of you are laughing because even now with a team, it's still like, okay, I have to turn off right now and just being where your feet are. And I love my girls. They are by far my entire world. And I really pride myself on showing them that like, hey, I'm here for you. I'm your mom and I'm in this moment. But then I think it's really cool as an entrepreneur to be able to show them like what being a boss can look like, or being even a career woman can look like, and like how you can kind of juggle both of those.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There are so many more paths in career than I thought there would be. And I think if I didn't have my son, I wouldn't have realized that, because growing up, I always saw people working their usual shifts and having to go into an office or wherever it was that they were working. And so I think if I wouldn't have had my son, I wouldn't have even started in the freelancing world or realized really that it was possible to have a business. So those kiddos teach us a lot, right?
Oh my gosh, so true. Because I feel the same way. I think I would have had a completely different path if I hadn't had my girls and just thought like, okay, how can I just be home with them and be with them and be in their lives like as much as I possibly can?
Right.
So I completely agree with that statement. And nothing wrong with going to the 9 to 5, but mm-hmm. I also know for my own sanity, looking back now, I don't know if I would have survived at a 9 to 5 in a cubicle, just personally for me. I know that I've got to be out and networking and meeting people and yeah, just kind of being out and about.
Yes, I am the same way, which working from home for me, it has been a little bit of like learning that balance too, of like, how do I get the social interactions while also having the balance. But that's where networking groups and all of the fun things, meetings like this, they come in handy, right?
Oh, so true. And I think that that's such an important thing to touch on, too, because I think a lot of people, especially post-COVID, working from home, I mean, it was even a research study, I'm 99% sure, but like of how people just kind of get into that solitude and you're just kind of in your own little world and you don't have that water cooler talk, so to say. So I think it's really important, yeah, like you touched on, to network and get out and do the things, because otherwise if your head's down and you're just cranking it out,
right,
the day flies.
absolutely. Yeah, that's one good thing that came from COVID, is I think that more work-life balance to some extent now, and then people adapting to like, okay, I don't have the water cooler chat, so I'll be intentional and set up a virtual meeting, or once a week I'll go out and go get coffee with somebody. Yeah, back to the evolution piece as well. Even in the last 5-10 years, I think that the digital marketing space and the business and career space have changed so much. I would say mostly positive. What are your thoughts?
I think so. I think mostly positive. I think I'm seeing a beautiful transition back to people just being people online, mm-hmm. if that makes sense. Yeah. A lot less of the like cinematic perfection, which is even what, you know, I tell my clients, like, people just like to see the raw and the real. Like, you can kind of, I know my background's blurred and we're on a podcast, so it's mostly audio, but my office directly to the left of me in this closet, it's a kid closet. Like, I've got our homeschool stuff in there. I've got activities for the kids. If I'm doing stuff and on a meeting, they can come in. And I think it's just kind of other women that I've seen that are also moms client-wise, they'll be just like, that's so awesome that, you know, your kid accidentally popped in, or, you know, you're kind of having the goofy mishaps that happen. But I think it's really nice to see people becoming real, and maybe not so much like the everyday life kind of get ready with me style videos, but truly the like, this is what it's like to work in, for instance, digital marketing. This is the pain points. This is what it's like to be a business owner. Yeah. I think just seeing a lot more of that raw realness come out is just so nice to have.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Back.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that we're kind of on heading towards the other side, or kind of in the other side, back to, I guess, kind of content trends. Whereas you're so right, we went through that phase of cinematic perfection on social media. And now people, I think a big part of it is because of how many people and businesses post on social media and just how saturated it's gone. And we've kind of become numb to what we're scrolling through unless we come across something that it resonates with us and is real. And that's why I'm super passionate about storytelling. And that's kind of my lens that I work through with my clients, is like, sure, there are other marketing agencies out there. There's other home renovation companies out there. But what is it about you, and why do you do what you do, and what makes you special? And that human connection piece is huge. And the one thing, knock on wood, that so far AI hasn't been able to fully replicate is that human connection and that human piece.
Yes, that is so true. And I know a lot of people utilize AI, and I think AI is a great asset. One tip that I'd give to business owners right now, it's to utilize AI, but don't let AI take over. Because I think some people rely too much on it, and you can tell when stuff's like too scripted. But yeah, I think it's nice to see that there's still that human touch. Because I think too, and especially with your storytelling, I'm sure that you see it as well with your clients. But I know a lot of my clients, like, they're seeing better leads, better interactions, because they're being that real person.
Yes.
And they're utilizing AI to maybe, yes, figure out topics to discuss, But all of the discussion that's happening is from them, their knowledge, their personality,
right.
Like all of that really coming out. And I think, like you said, really sets them apart then.
Yeah, so true. So true. I lost my train of thought. See, this is also, that was actually perfect because then it came back to me. What I was going to say is that entrepreneurship, at least for me, has really helped me to overcome the perfection piece. And also that what you're talking about with moving away from the cinematic perfection has also helped me as a person too. And so sometimes I'll post a podcast, even if it's not totally perfect, just to kind of show the behind the scenes. So I love that you have you're in your kiddo closet. Is that what you said?
So my office has a kiddo closet in it.
Okay.
So I know it's blurred and we're on audio, but I've got this beautifully backdropped office and like all of this marketing equipment and multiple computers and all of this stuff on my desk. And then to the left, there's like this closet that's just my kid closet in case they need to come in or they need something or they want to work with me that day. Like
that's so
we've got
funny.
This space for them.
Yeah, I last minute came to my sister's house to record this and I almost recorded it in her closet, her Harry Potter closet, as she calls it. It's under the stairs. And then I went in there and I was like, this radon fan is way too loud. Can I borrow my niece's nursery? So whatever works, right? The adventures
hey, yeah,
of entrepreneurship.
Exactly, exactly.
Definitely. Well, of course, having your girls is a huge piece to you, having your business and your entrepreneurship track. Can you tell us a little bit more about any kind of key moments that led you into marketing? Have you always been creative and have you always felt pulled to entrepreneurship or was it something you kind of fell into?
Yes. So honestly, I come from a big entrepreneur style family. My grandpa was an entrepreneur. He owned a garage. I'm originally from outside of Chicago. So he owned Lang's Auto in downtown Downers Grove. And, you know, I had family members that were in entrepreneurship. So it was definitely not something that I wasn't accustomed to growing up. I always got into wanting to own a business or doing something on the side kind of throughout my whole life. And I honestly did a little bit of everything. I always joke with people like, It's that old expression of like bamboo, right? Everybody sees the overnight success that took 10 years in the making.
Right.
So, you know, bamboo grows many, many, many feet underground before it shoots 90 feet up in the air okay. 6 weeks, you know? And so I always say that I tried a lot of things and I was a personal trainer for a little bit. And that was really my first taste of social media and doing my own marketing. I had done creative things for different businesses before when I'd worked for them, like odd jobs here and there. But when I was personal training, that was a lot of obviously you're going out and finding your own clients. And I loved the gym I worked for, but it was definitely reliant on me. So I learned networking skills and marketing very quickly. And then as I kind of got into real estate, same thing. And that's really when marketing just kind of started being more of like, oh, this could be fun. Like, I actually like this. I get to use my drawing skills and you know, obviously using computer, but also like my creative writing skills and just research skills. Like it kind of started puzzle piecing everything together for me. And it actually stayed, I don't want to say a side hustle because I feel like that doesn't give it the right connotation or the right credit it deserves, but it kind of stayed as this back burner thought of like, well, I don't know if I can do this full time. I'll keep doing real estate or I'll keep doing these other things. And I had this notion for a long time of like, oh, it'd be so great or it'd be so beautiful in the long term if this was all I did. And then a couple years ago, after we moved out to Colorado, my husband got in an accident and broke both of his ankles. And I had this moment of like, I was working really heavily in real estate and I was gone a lot and I was kind of juggling the two worlds of mom and work and I was already getting burned out. And I was just like, I have to pick something. Like, and my husband actually, and I know he's going to listen to this and be like, ha ha, but I owe this to him because he was the one that was just like, I think that this is your moment. I think this is your time to finally just go all in. Like you've got a client base. And I've been working with clients for years in marketing at that point. Mm-hmm. And I had my own portfolio of clients freelancing, but I was always just too afraid to pull that trigger because as you know, as a business owner and any other business owners listening, taking that deep dive to like let go of your full-time steady yeah. paycheck is right. Nerve-wracking. Yes. Nerve-wracking. And like when I had taken that photo with the kids at the kitchen table, it was like, oh, this is so fun. This is going to grow into something one day. But even though it continued to grow, I never wanted to pull that plug. And I felt like him having that accident was pulling the plug because then I was here like, He wasn't able to walk. He wasn't able to drive. He wasn't able to do stuff with the kids. So it was a long time of him recovering, and he's still recovering to this day. And in a weird way, it was the best thing that ever happened to us. So Beej, if you're listening, you were right, because it really was. It's what made me pull that trigger and go all in and let go. And then that's truly when everything took off. And I built the team, and we became a U.S. serving brand or agency. And we serve clients all over the U.S. in a whole bunch of amazing different fields. And we really grew into everything that I always hoped that it would grow into, because I finally let my guard down. I was finally like, okay. Yep, this is exactly what I want to do. So I always joke with people that you see where it's at now, but there was definitely a struggle to get there, and definitely a mental struggle for me to relinquish and let go of that paycheck to just go for it.
Yes. And such funny timing too, because I think that most people, when they're faced with a situation where your husband breaks both ankles, I think that a lot of people tend to want to find some way to control the outside circumstances. Like, I can't control that this accident happened, but I can control if I have like a stable incoming paycheck. And so people do tend to stay in that kind of realm, accident or not. But like you're saying, it does take something drastic sometimes for you to pull that plug and just go into what you're always meant to do. So sometimes things happen. I think, well, not sometimes, everything happens for a reason. That's always been my philosophy and a point of comfort for me. Anytime something crazy happens, I'm like, you know, I don't know. It's understanding I don't understand what's happening now, but at some point I will. Makes sense.
Yes. Oh, I fully believe that too. That's my catchphrase.
I love it. I knew we clicked for a reason.
Yes, right?
Well, that's awesome that your husband is so supportive as well. And this is more on a personal note too, but how did you and your husband meet, and what's kind of been your journey? I know you mentioned that he's supportive and everything, but yeah, if you'd like to share anything else about that.
Yes, of course. We have a very interesting love story, me and him. And actually, so we've known each other, gosh, 15 plus years now, 16 years. We were friends, and we ran in the same friend group for quite some time. And he was actually head of security at a local country bar that I was a regular at. And like I said, ran the same friend group, never really thought that we'd end up together. Like, it wasn't one of those things of like love at first sight. I'll admit that like I had a crush on him first, but we just never had the right timing. Like, I let that dissipate and I started seeing somebody else. He was seeing somebody else. And then there we go. Sorry. So I was seeing somebody else. He was seeing somebody else. And then one night, after about like a year of me not going to this bar, and I wasn't in that relationship anymore, and he wasn't in his relationship anymore, we ended up running into each other when we both weren't supposed to be out. Like, I was supposed to be in bed because I had work. He wasn't supposed to be there because it was his night off. And we ran into each other at the bar. And then we were inseparable ever since. We went to dinner like 2 days after that. And we just knew right off the bat that like I knew he was my person. He always says the same thing. Like, we were just inseparable. Whoa. And like 6 months after that, we moved in together. A year after that, we bought a house and got engaged, and then just started having babies. So I think it was divine timing. Like you said, everything always happens for a reason. Like, I think we never, like, sounds juvenile, but like liked each other at the same time. Right. And then, you know, we're just always running in the same friend group, but it was perfect timing of when we did end up reconnecting and getting back together, because I think anytime before that, me or him weren't in the right headspace. And I think just life was pulling us both in so many other directions, it just wouldn't have worked out. But once we were together, and he had not only been doing that job, but as I found out once I started dating him, he was actually a sales rep for Southern Glazier Wine and Spirits, and sold a really big portfolio of different liquor and everything in like downtown Chicago and the suburbs and that sort of thing, and was really just this outgoing socialite personality, which he still is to this day. And when we moved to Colorado, he had not gone with that. He had ended up leaving that because it was around the time of COVID and nobody really knew what was happening. Mm-hmm. And so when we were out here, we kind of both started fresh, which was fun. I was focusing on real estate and marketing, and he was just seeing what he loved and enjoyed. And we've had this beautiful balance, I've realized, through our whole relationship, of when one's down, we pick up the other. And when we're both up, we're up together. And we have this beautiful support system and really great communication. And I think that's super key, especially when one of you is an entrepreneur. Because one thing that I always told him, even when we were dating, like, entrepreneurship is not for the faint of heart. Like, there is ups and downs. There's burn it down days. There's days we're celebrating. And it just kind of runs this emotional gambit. And we're heading into like 9 years of marriage here in 2027. And I think he's come around so well. He's really blossomed into such like a getting the roller coaster ride and embracing it. But he is mostly a stay-at-home dad, or I should say mostly. He is a stay-at-home dad. He's been a stay-at-home dad for a while now. He does 1 week down in Boulder where he does more like hospitality style stuff just because he is a socialite. And I know how much he loves that. But it's been really heavily based, our relationship is on communication. He's about to celebrate 6 years of sobriety as well this upcoming week. So I think just living a healthy lifestyle and having really strong communication has what's gotten us to here. Yeah. And he's by far my best friend. I know it sounds cheesy, but he's my best friend. He's my person.
That's so sweet. Yeah. Having that support, especially as a, I like the term mompreneur. How do you say it? That's always how I say it.
But I love that.
Having that support, whether it is a spouse or you live close to family. I know you're from Chicago. I'm not sure if your family's out here, but can come in so many different forms. So even better that your support is living.
Yes. I'm very blessed to have it living. And then when we actually moved out here, my mom, my mother-in-law, and my sister-in-law all followed us. We're all in like a 10-minute radius of each
other.
Oh, that's
wonderful. Even better.
Yes, I got super, super lucky.
Very cool. That's awesome. I'm sure your kids also enjoy that.
Oh, yeah, they love it. They get 1 day a week with Yaya, 1 day a week with Grammy, and then we're all always all together, which is nice.
That's awesome. That is so awesome. So let's kind of circle back to, I guess that is kind of a value. Tell us more about any of your values and anything about you personally that is reflected in your business and what you do and just your why.
I love that. So I'd say my why with West Peak Collective being that founder, which is now Tableau Creative, I really built that business based on my values, my morals, but also like gaps that I was seeing or pain points that I was personally having that I wanted to try and help other people with. So one of the things I always like to point out is, especially post-COVID, and I'm sure you know this too, but any digital marketer will probably nod their head. There were so many scammers that came out during COVID with digital marketing specifically that my heart just went out to those people who were dealing with the constant like, you know, oh, I paid this person for this website and I never got it, or I'm paying for this social media and nothing's happening. My heart just broke for those people. Mm-hmm. And I've always been a very compassionate person, a very like treat people how I want to be treated person. So I really wanted to make sure that one, I was doing that for my clients, but also that I was building the culture with inside West Peak Collective, now Tableau Creative, to match that. And my team was people who had that compassion, but also who had that thirst for knowledge, because I started noticing with the scammers came a lack of information that was getting out there. So I'm a big believer in not gatekeeping. I will feed you the information. I will help you get there. I want to make sure you're feeling supported, especially my entrepreneur mamas. I mean, all my business owners, but kind of like you were saying, that mompreneur, I have such a spot for them because like I know those pains. I know those struggles. And so I really wanted my team to be able to have that compassion and knowledge and always want to be learning because I love to learn. I think that that is such a healthy thing to always want to know more about something, whether it's your business or something fun or anything. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of my values of like compassion and respect and loyalty really transferred into my agency and my business. And I'm so grateful that my team still to this day runs on those same values. And I think that's a lot of what our clients then see and are able to not only pick up on, because we love Zoom. If you're not in person and I'm meeting you for coffee, then we're Zooming a lot, at least once a month, and getting to know our clients on a personal level, because I think that that was a lost art form, kind of like networking. I think just building that personal relationship and being able to know who you're speaking to and know who you're working with is like a big thing for me, because it runs with like honesty and communication and transparency. So kind of mashed up quite a few values in there. But that was one of the things too, that with Tavola, it really was hard to find other businesses that ran in that same wheelhouse of things. Getting to meet Gabe, the founder of Tavola Group, and chatting with him and chatting with, you know, Matt and Maria and other people that worked with inside there, it's so beautiful to see another business that runs on such high value and like human importance, because I think a lot of people, business owners, digital marketers especially, just see numbers. Everybody's chasing a number in digital marketing to be like, okay, if I have 10 clients and three fall off, who's going to replace them? And they're missing that relationship building. And I think, like I said, long-winded answer, but those are some of the values that I really placed heavily into what I wanted my business to look like and where I wanted to be at business-wise, culture-wise, and how we work with clients.
Absolutely. I love that. And when you brought up the numbers, that also brought me back to what I've always learned, and tell me if you have a different opinion or the same, but the numbers with digital marketing, I think people focus so much on followers and likes and the engagement on social media, but that doesn't, those aren't necessarily your people that are, that you're working with and that you develop that relationship with. So I really love that you focus on the actual person and the people that you work with and less on the numbers.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. I always tell clients, like, those vanity metrics, while they are beautiful, they are and should not be your only focus.
Absolutely. Yeah, especially I've heard of some people even buying followers, or I mean, somebody maybe follows you just because they like your content, but they're not necessarily going to reach out. So they don't show the whole picture. So I love the holistic approach for sure.
Thank you. Thank you.
And what is your favorite part about your brand and business, and what do you want to be known for?
Ooh, that's a tough one. So favorite parts would have to be my clients and my team. Like, I love everybody that I work with. And I think that that says a lot for, quote unquote, coming to work every day, especially virtually, but just enjoying everybody that you work with. Clients are just amazing. I feel like I know a lot of them on a personal level now. And that's always fun, keeps things entertaining. And, you know, again, helps build that relationship. The things that I've enjoyed doing the most, especially the last 2 or 3 years, have been, oh, so I public speak outside of the agency and outside of Tavola Group. And I love public speaking. I do it on a few different things. I do it for teaching people about marketing and how to utilize their digital footprint better, and entrepreneurs or business owners on how to strategize, build better systems, scale, grow, have better work-life balance. So I talk on quite a few different things, but I think that that has to be one of my favorite things to do. And that's one thing that I get to do a lot now, is help business owners get into the right groove, get into the right direction, help them navigate more complex situations, whether that comes with marketing or another avenue of their business. And I actually went in and I got like my ICF coaching accreditation to help business owners on a deeper level because I've loved it so much. So I think one of the things that, I don't know if it'd be the only thing I'd want to be remembered for, but one thing that I want to be known for is just kind of, again, not gatekeeping and talking to business owners in a very real way of, one, I've experienced a lot of the pain points and being able to have that connection with them, yeah. But helping business owners, like, I always make the joke of, like, whether it's me or somebody else, do XYZ or don't do XYZ,
right.
Like, you know, really trying to spread the knowledge and helping people gain knowledge about their business or how I can help them have that better work-life balance or relieve that pain point. So I think that would be something that I want to be known for, is just being that person that people can come to confidently as a trusted advisor and someone who can help guide them.
Absolutely. I love that. Yeah, it sounds like helping others and holding true to your values are key sparks of inspiration in what you do. So I love that.
Definitely are. Thank you. Awesome. Thank you.
Well, we've talked about it a little bit, but I want to hear the full story about West Peak Collective getting acquired by, I practiced it and I feel like I'm going to mess it up. Tavola. Tavola?
You're right there. You're okay. Right there. Tavola. It actually,
Tavola.
So yes, it's actually Italian. It means table. And if you look at the Tavola logo, it's a T with like two chairs or two little like lines under it to represent chairs. So what it is Tavola Group is actually a few different things happening under one roof. It's like a one-stop shop for business owners. So we've got like taxing and accounting, legal services, marketing services now, business brokerage. I mean, we've just got a whole bunch of things underneath it. How it actually came about is very open about it. So last October, October 3rd, I had a double mastectomy. And I have a big family history of breast cancer and all of that. Mm-hmm. And when something like that obviously comes and falls into your plate as a mom, as a business owner, you know, your whole world kind of stops. And you really start thinking like, okay, what do I want to do? What am I thinking about doing? What makes me happy and how can I best support my family? And I think of my team as family. So my team family, and you know, you have a million and two different ways that you want to go with things. And I started realizing that, like, I think one of the biggest things as a leader is knowing when you've hit your point of being the best leader you can be and having to look to help and get help in. And I know for myself, and however anybody else looks at it, but I know for myself, asking for help isn't always the easiest thing in the world.
Right.
And so my husband and I started contemplating about selling the business and either bringing in a partner or talking to people about like, okay, what is the best avenue for me to go? Because at the time that all this was happening, there were lots of different avenues that my health could have done. And I realized with everything being on me and running the business, it might not be the best fit for me health-wise, family-wise, mom-wise. And right. Family always comes first for me. So went through everything, went into the spring, and then decided, you know what? No, like, I'm not selling this. This is my baby. I love this. Like, everything is going to work out. I went through my second surgery to get started on reconstruction and things like that. And I just had the most beautiful support system that I could have ever hoped for during this whole transitional period. So I was like, okay, nope, we're not doing that. Like, let's just put a pin in it. I'm just going to run with this. I love what I'm doing. We're going to be able to figure this out. I'll hire help to come in to help alleviate some of the extra workload, because obviously my workload, how I was working, was going to have to change. I couldn't keep working the way I was working. So fast forward a few more months, again, this is not even, the selling of it's not even on the radar. And I get a conversation going with a friend of mine, and she is saying, she's actually like Beej's cousin's wife. I'm very close with her. And so we were kind of just having this conversation, and I was just like, you know, I just still feel like I want more, but I don't know what I want to focus on. I'm just having this long-winded conversation with her. And she's like, I really think that Danny should connect you with Gabe and just have a conversation, just see what this is all about. The long story short, I meet with Gabe and we're chatting, and it turns out he had actually been looking for a marketing agency to bring in-house to serve his clients and be part of Tavola Group. And the whole reason he brought this up to me was because they were actually starting to look for a business development executive who was doing what I'd been doing the last like 2 years of talking with business owners and meeting with them and helping them find and fill these gaps. And I had the conversation with my husband. I was like, is this the divine timing? Like, is this the universe being like, hey, we know you were thinking about all this, but here's it, everything on a silver platter. And then when we really started talking and I met with a few people like Matt and Maria and other people that work with Inside Tabula Group, and I got to see the culture and what they were building and what they were doing, I was just like, oh man. And then they were like, and we want your whole team and we love what you've built. Like, if you want, we can make this all kind of happen. And everything's remote and it just had all of the other boxes checked and they're all family oriented. We homeschool. I found out a lot of them homeschool, and you know, it was just kind of like very family focused. And so I looked at my husband, I was like, okay, I think this is it. I think this is the universe stepping in being like, hey, you need this. This is the help you've been looking for. And it was so amazing. And I am super excited, because I think one of the other biggest things about being a business owner is knowing your exit strategy. And I think that's where a lot of business owners, especially in digital marketing, fall short. They don't know what their exit strategy is. They don't know if they're dying with the business or they're retiring the business and then it all shuts down and then team's out of a job, clients are out of a job. Or if they build something that is actually, I don't want to say like worth something, but something in somebody's eyes where they can take it over and run with it. And I'm super fortunate and super grateful that I built something that was able to transition into being acquired and being able to have my whole team moved and my clients moved and truly not a whole lot changing in for my team, and having an amazing managing partner come in. Her name is Janelle. She is phenomenal. And I know she meshes so well with the team. But it's really fun for me because now I get to work with my team in a capacity that I enjoy. Not that I didn't enjoy it before, but I'm doing more of my favorite things, which is like talking with clients and brainstorming and figuring out how I can best help them. Like right now, I know we're talking to a lot of people about taxes and accounting because that's the season we're moving into. And that's not everybody's favorite season.
Right.
I love meeting clients when it's not their favorite season or where they're having these problems and struggles, and we can help them on a deeper level, or I can point them in the right direction of how to be able to solve this problem. So it's been really amazing. And I truly love being part of Tableau Group. And I'm one of the, I think, very few business owners that get to say that they're excited to be part of something like this. Because I think sometimes too, business owners unfortunately have to sell because of financial reasons or other things. And I'm very grateful that I get to have been acquired by such an amazing company, but also still get to be part of it and watch Tablet Creative, now is what it's being called, grow and flourish. And my team just like run and do all of these amazing things that I personally never thought were possible. And we were kind of just going to be this boutique agency while I still get to flourish, be present, even more present for my kids now because I have more set boundaries and more set working hours and still get to help clients in the way that I've always loved helping them. I mean, it's just, it couldn't have been dreamed up in a better scenario.
That's wonderful. Well, congratulations. The best of both worlds.
Yes, yes. Definitely grateful to the universe and God and all of the divine things out there that made this possible.
Right. Absolutely. I love that.
Tell
me more about homeschooling. I didn't know that you homeschool, and that's really cool that you have a community then within. I was going to say it wrong again. I'll make you say it. Tableau. No, Tableau.
You said it right.
Tableau,
yes.
Or Tableau? Wait, no.
Tableau.
There we go.
You got it. Yes. So we actually, it was always a goal of ours to homeschool. And we got the opportunity about like 2 years ago. We just decided to finally pull the trigger. But yeah, 2.5 years ago now, just decided to pull the trigger and go for it. And I love it. I didn't grow up homeschooling. I don't come from a homeschooling family. Neither does my husband. And in Illinois, that wasn't like a huge thing. Like I always make the joke that you're kind of the outcast kid if you were like homeschooled. But nowadays, especially here in Colorado, it's so mainstream. I'm running into almost more homeschooling families than public school families.
Oh, wow.
I love that. I think homeschooling is super important. And my girls go, we do all of the homeschooling here 4 days a week. And then 1 day a week, they go to, it's actually a public homeschool and it's part of the public school district, but it's a school that's only for homeschooled kids. And they go 1 day a week, same class, same teacher. They have a full day of scheduling, all of the stuff. And then we can rent curriculum out from there. So it solves our curriculum problem, because I am so clear about this with so many people. Unless my kids want to know about sales or marketing, BJ and I are not equipped. And I am so grateful for the kids' school and the curriculum and the teachers there and everything. And then it really gives us the confidence to homeschool the rest of the week. And they're just flourishing. I mean, they're starting to speak Spanish. They're learning about finance and they're a grade above for their reading. So it's really given them the room to blossom, I think, more than public school. And I'm not knocking anybody who public schools, because I also know as a working mom, it's very hard to have the family structure to be able to homeschool, because that really means you kind of either go down to one income or you're working very odd and random hours, and it can be even more taxing. So I'm not one of those homeschoolers that's like, everybody should homeschool. I think that everybody should do what's best for them and their kiddos. I think my kiddos just weren't equipped to be inside and sit in a classroom. And my oldest at the time, when she had started school, she had an IEP for speech and some social development things. And as soon as she graduated out of her IEP in kindergarten, heading into first grade, that's when we decided like, okay, let's homeschool. And it's really given them the room to also figure out what they like and don't like. Like, and I love the school that they go to and how we homeschool them, because it gives them life skills as well as academic skills. Absolutely. So as I mentioned, like they're getting far ahead in reading, they're moving up in math, and they're hitting all of the target points, if not above average, for everything that the state requires. And then they're also learning, like I said, about finance and how to start businesses and just kind of really branch out. Like, my second grader is going to be heading into third grade, and they can start taking cooking classes in third grade. Like,
wow.
I didn't do that till high school.
Like, I don't even know it was to take one. I feel like I missed out.
Yeah, but, you know, right? I didn't get to do any of that cool stuff. And I think it's just such an important thing nowadays to kind of have that balance of life skills and academic skills, or street smarts and book smarts, however you want to look at it. And I think it really helps kind of shape to who they are, and getting themselves to kind of learn a little bit more about themselves and getting their little personalities to come out has been really, really fun to see.
That's wonderful. Well, and they get the social piece as well with the one day a week, and it sounds like it's a flexible structure. I just took my son to school this morning, and he was like, I was up too early. I've thought about homeschooling him when he's a little bit older, but I think he might end up being a homeschool kiddo for sure. So nice to know that I have a homeschooler in my network.
Reach out to me anytime. I will chat on it, because socially, like, that was one of our biggest concerns, was like, my kids getting socialized. And they have that one day, but then there's so many like co-ops and groups and meetups. Like, my kids are literally doing something every single day, which is awesome. And they have friends just like everywhere. And like I said, it's way bigger out here than I ever thought it would be. So anytime you hit that point, let me know and I'll just send you all the info.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you. That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for sharing about your story. And I love hearing what you're up to, and you're a mom superhero, and congratulations on having your business acquired.
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate you inviting me on today. It's been so much fun seeing you and getting to chat with you. I always love spending time with you.
Oh, I always love spending time with you too. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we break?
No, I think you really covered it all. And I loved being able to chat on this. Like I said, I'm very honored that you asked me to be on today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you.
Yes, of course. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Make sure to subscribe for more sparks to light up your life, and stay tuned for more. Thanks for joining me today.